and how are you doing? Shabbat Shalom. I mean, he would have said it probably about 20 times every night service. So I'm going to try to not say anything crazy like that today. But forgive me if we go a little bit off, because you know we have it down when it's Shabbat, right? When we have Shabbat services. But here, this is a special day. This is an unusual day. This is actually the anniversary, June 7th, of our 1 year here as Karen Orr. We had our first, we had our first Shabbat service about 3 miles away in Pooler exactly 1 year ago. And and I want to tell you in a minute, because what I want to do for a few minutes is talk about kind of where we have been and where God has brought us to be right here. And then what we're going to do is we have a video to kind of to say that a little bit more eloquently than I could. And then what we're going to do is have some time where people can come up and just give some testimonies as far as what God has done for them over the last year, maybe how they found out about Karen Orr. I know people have been praying and hoping for a Messianic synagogue in the greater Savannah area for years, literally years. And what happened was my wife and I, we were in ministry in Florida, where we're from, and I was the assistant rabbi in a congregation, and we had just kind of felt like we just knew God was going to move us into a ministry as a head rabbi in Rebbetzin somewhere. And we didn't know where. And we looked at a lot of different places. And I know I mentioned this a little bit, but probably over the last 6 or 7 years, we probably had 5 or 6 cities that God kind of called us to and we were looking at. And we got through various stages of either interviewing for jobs or, getting to know the congregations there. It was always an existing congregation. And nothing ever worked out. And we knew it was God closing the door. Well, when the Savannah thing opened up, our fleece was always a job for me because I'm bivocational. So a job opened up at that small little company up the road that manufactures airplanes and largest employer in the area, Gulfstream. And so a job opened up and my wife said to me, Jude, this is like tailor-made for you. This is like your resume, this job. And we kind of saw something there. We were like, okay, well, let's just apply. And it was really strange. They were going through a restructuring. It took 4 months to go through the interview process, which is a really long time. But when we got the job, we just knew it was the Lord. We've been praying and just wondering what was going to happen and saying, God, could this be the place? You know, there's been other cities, there's been other times. And we were just wondering and praying and just giving it to the Lord. And then all of a sudden, I got the job and we knew. Now, the thing about Savannah, Georgia is I have never been to Savannah, Georgia before. And I knew, I think, 3 people in Savannah, and they were all related to my wife. Her aunt and uncle and cousin live here. So we took a step of faith, and we came up, and we just knew God was going to do something. And we came up here last February 2014. And then we started preparing because, you know, the thing is, we always thought we would take over an existing congregation. There would be an infrastructure there. There would be something there to build upon. And we never in a million years thought we would start a synagogue, which in a lot of ways is more difficult than taking over an existing synagogue. So we had to start from scratch. Okay, what are we going to call ourselves? What are we going to, we have to get some bylaws together. It was like everything you could think of. We have to get a website, starting from scratch. So it took us a few months. And on June 7th of last year, we opened our doors. And I want to tell you 2 stories. The first story is how we came to get the facility we were in for about a year. And then the second story is how we came to be in this facility. Because, the reason I want to tell you this is because it's really the hand of God that's brought us this far. And you're going to see that in a minute. So when we started, we came up here, we were going through, starting from scratch, and I literally called every church in the Pooler, Georgia area and some in Savannah. Pooler and Bloomingdale, these are suburbs of Savannah, as you know, and Savannah is just 15 minutes away. And I called everybody, and nobody called me back. And it was like, Lord, what are you doing? You brought us up here. You gave me a job. We know we're supposed to be here. You've called us here, and nobody called me back. And it's just how the Lord works. So one day I was at work. I had not shared with anybody that I was starting a congregation at work. I've been there like a month or two. I had not shared with anybody I was a rabbi. And all of a sudden, this guy that worked for me came in my office. We were talking, and I said, and he said out of the blue, so I hear you're a rabbi. And I should have asked him. I never asked him, you know, how did you hear that? But anyway, I was saying, you know, I've been looking for a space and it's just nothing. No doors are opening. I just don't know. He was a believer. And he said, you know what? My church, let me talk to my pastor because, you know, let me just see what we can do. It was the largest church in Pooler. They had about 800 people. They still are there. And the thing is, they didn't have their own facility. They met at the YMCA in town. So I met with a guy and he said, you don't understand. 2 weeks before you contacted me, God put it on my heart and also one of my people on my staff's heart that they were to bless a messianic synagogue. Not a synagogue, not another congregation, but a messianic synagogue. And you don't understand how rare that is for somebody to put that on your heart. What they had seen is they, and the name of their church is Gateway, by the way. What they had seen is a church in Dallas called Gateway and how they were kind of doing some messianic stuff. So that really stirred them in their heart. And he said, this is an answer to prayer for us as much as it is for you. But they didn't have their own space and we couldn't meet at the YMCA on Saturday. That's like prime time for people working out. You know what I mean? I don't want to be having services next to people, you know, with loud music blaring and on treadmills. So we basically were like, well, what can we do? And he said, well, we have a youth space and it's 2,000 square feet and it's, you know, so we go into the space to take a look at it. And many of you have been there and there's like ping pong tables. There's an old school video game right there. You know, the kind where you put in the coin and you play. And I mean, there's just crazy youth stuff everywhere. And there's like potato chips all over the place on the carpet and there's crazy lights and stuff. So we said, okay, we'll take it. So we went and we bought things to cover up all the pool tables and different things. And we started having services there. And we could fit about 40 or 50 chairs in there, max. And, you know, many of you have been there. We maxed out capacity pretty quickly in there. And we were just so thankful. But we were praying and praying and praying. God, what we need? We need a space. We need to do something. So come to the second story now. We've been in there about 9 months and God had been gracious and grown us. And then we were ready to take the next step. And we were looking at a couple of different places. About 3,000 square feet is what we needed. We were in 2,000 and we were kind of busting out. So we were across the street here at there's a strip mall there or a strip area where you can have units. And so we looked at one that was 3,000 square feet, pretty good price. And we were encouraged. We were just one day on a whim after Shabbat. My wife and I were just driving. So a couple of weeks prior, there was a church that came up for sale. It was an old dilapidated church a few streets away from here on Ash Street in Bloomingdale. And we were kind of looking at it, but we didn't have the funds, so we passed on it. But we always liked, you know, the kind of location. So we stopped. We finished up across the street, looked this way towards the sign that's out here. There used to be another sign with, you know, you could put the letters on it, take the letters off. And the letter said, moving to Ash Street. And we said, wait a minute. That's got to be the church that they're moving to. Darn it. You know, they're going to take our church. So we went and we just drove down the road to Ash Street to just take a look and see. And there was workers out there. It was a Saturday afternoon by chance. And we were like, well, let's go inside and just talk to somebody. Well, the pastor happened to be there. He happened to be working there at that minute. And he said, yeah, we just took over this. We just bought this place. But, you know, the place we were in, they need somebody because it's going to be going on the market to be rented again in a couple of weeks. So we said, oh, we got to check this out. But he's like, well, let me take a rest from what I'm doing and I'll take you over there and I'll show you around the whole facility. See if you like it, which was a complete blessing that he was even there. And at the time that we needed him to be there. So he took us around, he showed us this whole place and man, it was already built out. We have 7,000 square feet here. And then he told me what he paid, and I was like, are you serious? So all I could do was just pray, because he told me, gave me the owner's name and number, and we could afford it. And so I called the owner, and really nice guy, and then he told me the price, and I was like, you're kidding. It was the same price. And I was like, thank you, Lord. So we knew we could afford it, and we were thinking about a 3,000-square-foot facility that we would have to rent and then build out ourselves. Now here we have a 7,000 square foot facility that's already built out as a congregation. So we were just rejoicing and it worked out. It took about a month, but it worked out. And we opened our doors here. We got the lease on March 1st and we opened our doors right before Passover, April 4th. Right. So we haven't been in here very long, But we've just seen the hand of God throughout this whole thing. I mean, what's the coincidence factor when you figure on a whim we decided to come out on a Saturday, on a whim we went over here, we saw the sign, we found the pastor, we got in to see the space, we got in before it was on the market, because I'm telling you, it would have been snatched up with the price per square foot. So really, this was totally the Lord. I just want to share that with you because of all the cool things God has done in our midst, just now in the last year. And then if we look towards the future and look towards what God has for us here, you know, we just completed our first membership class, and we're starting to kind of build, you know, our infrastructure and the foundation here, because our whole goal from day one has been to let the Lord build the house, right? We have workers here, but it's the Lord that builds the house. And we've always taken that approach, and I believe God has blessed it because we put him first. And so as we continue on, we need to continue on that vision of putting the Lord first. And of course, that vision of reaching out to our Jewish people in the greater Savannah area with the message of Yeshua. And so that's our whole focus. And our name, Karen Orr, means ray of light. You probably saw the new signs we have up. We just put them up this morning. It says Karen Orr, ray of light out there. And, you know, everything we do is just to shine that light in this community. And I cannot tell you how many times people come up to me, other pastors or other people, and say, I'm so glad you guys are here. We have been waiting for a Messianic synagogue for so many years. I just went to a National Day of Prayer in Savannah, and I met probably about over 10 pastors, and they were all just so encouraged that we're here. And so you should be encouraged too, because God has us here for this time at this place, and we know there's wonderful things in store for us. So that's the message today. What I want to do next is I want to play you a video that my wife made. It's a wonderful video. It's about 8 minutes long, but it really kind of documents in pictures where we started and then we're going. If you go to it should be right there. It's the first of the two videos. You need a minute? Okay, I'll vamp a little bit.